silver bullets? What if there was a silver bullet that could help you get more customers? Would that be awesome? Yeah, well, most of us don't believe in silver bullets, right? We don't believe that there's like one magical thing, that if we did this one magical thing, that it would change everything. Well, guess what? There actually is a silver bullet that can help you get more customers. And we're going to talk about that today on Traffic Keys. And so, hey, everybody, welcome to Traffic Keys. I'm your host, Atiba. As you can see, I'm sitting in my car. Actually, you probably can't see this. It's also raining outside. But I wanted to share this with you guys today. We're talking about silver bullet that will help you get more sales. And not only help you get more sales, but even drive more traffic to your website, which you know is what we talk about here on Traffic Keys. So it will help you drive more traffic and also sell more. How awesome is that? How awesome is that? And that silver bullet is all wrapped up in an old proverbs that, you know, you learn in sales training that people have taught for very, very many years. And that proverb is, people will do business with people they know, like, and trust. Now, that kind of logically makes sense, right? But do you actually think about it and apply it to your business? Have you ever stopped and thought, do people actually know me? Are they getting to know me? Do they like me and my business? And they do they trust us? Are we putting us in a place, ourselves in a place where they can trust us? And there is the key to this proverb and your silver bullet. If you can get more people to trust you, you will naturally make more sales. Because I know they like you already. You're here, you're listening to me. You're in this group. If you're even if you're on the podcast or if you're on YouTube, if you've been listening to me, you know you are someone that people like because you have a product that's great, that you care about, that you're passionate about, and you're passionate about delivering. So people like you. I know that. They'll get to know you as we drive traffic, but they've got to trust you. If they don't trust you, they will not do business with you. And just increasing that trust factor alone will increase your bottom line and your top line, your sales line and your profit line. Now, how do you get people to trust you? Well, you know, unfortunately, it's a lot harder than it used to be because the internet has made people a lot more cynical. And not just cynical, but less trusting because there's so many more people trying to get at their dollars and cents. And so they create these barriers in their mind that people have to jump through and these hoops that people have to jump through in order for them to trust a provider. And your job is to know those and get over them. Your job is to figure out how to get over them. Listen, that's what I'm doing here with you guys. I'm building trust with you. How? I'm offering you everything I know for absolutely free. I'm not charging you for any of it. I'm giving you great information so that you can trust me. That's one way of doing it. Another way to do it is through social proof. And there are a few different types of social proof. Obviously, there is social proof when you put up a social post and people comment or like it, so on and so forth. That's great social proof. Another form of social proof are referrals. When people get on Facebook or Google or Yelp or wherever and write you review. When people write you reviews, right? When people write you reviews, those are great social proof that lead to trust. People want to see what other people said, and it leads to trust. If other people are saying you're good, they're more inclined to believe that you're good. The challenge, though, with both of those is both of those guys, they expire. If someone writes something on a post today, who can find it in a month? You probably can't. If you're going to book a hotel room and you look at the reviews and they're from 2 years ago, are you going to trust that review? Probably not, because it expired. It's no longer relevant. Well, what if there was a stale-proof way to build trust? There is. And it's by getting media mentions. Media mentions. And there are a few different ways that you can get media mentions. But let's talk about why this is stale-proof. It's stale-proof, guys, because once you've been mentioned by a media outlet, no matter for what, good, and seriously, no matter for what, good or bad, if your business, if your product, if your service has been mentioned by a media outlet, you can reference that media outlet everywhere you go for the rest of your business life. You can reference that you were featured in whatever publication that is. So it never gets stale. You can always put those logos. You don't even have to put links behind the logos. You can just put the logos up of where you've been mentioned and featured before. That's all it takes. So how do you get that? And to be specific, what are we talking about? We're talking about those as seen on logos. When you go to someone's website and you see all their information and you see that Fox has talked about them, Huffington Post has talked about them, all these other places and sites and publications have talked about them, that builds instant trust because your audience trusts those outlets. So if you know the media outlets that your audience trusts, if you can get mentioned or featured in those outlets, then that lends trust. And the more trust that you can build with your consumer before they buy is the more likely they are to purchase with you. Remember the proverb, people do business with those that they know, like, and trust. We're building trust, guys. Okay, so how do we get the media mentions? How do we get the media mentions so that we can then use those as seen on logos? How do we use those as seen on logos? And if you've ever wanted as seen on logos on your website or on your marketing, go ahead and put in the chat. I've always wanted to know how to get as seen on logos if you're here with me live. If you're on a replay, go ahead and drop that in. If you're listening on the podcast, send me an email if that's what you want. If you have always wondered, how do I get those as seen on logos? Or you're hearing about it for the first time and you're saying, you know what? Man, you're right. It would be super cool if I had as seen on logos. That would build trust because my competition doesn't have that. And if I had it, it would be super cool. Go ahead and let me know that too. So there are three ways. There are three ways, guys, that you can build this type of trust and get media mentions. The first way. You can write press releases. You can take your time, sit down in front of your computer, figure out the format, because there is a prescribed format for a press release, and write press releases. And then you can take that press release that you wrote and go and send it out to publications. You can find all the writers and the editors at different publications, and you can send it out to all of them and hope that somebody will run it. I will be honest with you, that method does work. And it works at a rate of about one in every 1,000 press releases that you send out, someone will pick up and run. So it's a lot of work, okay? It's a lot of work, but it does work. And you can get it done. So that's option number one. That's the DIY. Write your own press release and send it out. Okay. Tanika says she's seen those logos. Okay. So that's one way. The second way that you can build this credibility, you can build this trust, because that's what we're really talking about, credibility, right? We're talking about trust and credibility. The second way that you can do that, and this is, I don't even know, this seems like it's a secret because there's so few people who know about it. But the second way that works super well is HARO, H-A-R-O, H-A-R-O, HARO, okay? And HARO stands for Help a Reporter Out. So get this, guys. Reporters are always writing stories. And you ever, I mean, we've all read an article and they quote somebody in the article, or they say that they got a statistic from some place or what have you. Well, how do they get that? Well, Harrow is one of those sources that reporters use to get sources for their article. So if a reporter is writing on a specific topic, they'll send a request through Harrow, okay, for anyone who knows about that topic that wants to be interviewed to be included in this article. And so I want to show this to you really quickly. All right, I'm going to show you Harrow, guys, really, really quickly here. All right, and so this is it. So what Harrow does is it's free service, and they send you an email. This is an old one that I'm showing here from way back in December of 2020. But they send you an email, three emails a day. You get an email. And in this email, you'll see it's sectioned off by category. So biotech, business and finance, education, general, energy and green tech, et cetera, et cetera. So you have all of these different categories. And look, in total, there are 83 requests from reporters on different topics. So Harrow, number one, will tell you what are they looking for? What's their topic they're talking about? This one here, App Store Monopoly by LifeWire. Okay. All right. I don't know LifeWire. There's another one down here that I wanted to show you guys. Where is it? Here it is. Seeking nutritionists to recommend the healthiest frozen meals at Trader Joe's. Huffington Post. So get this. If you were a nutritionist and you knew about the frozen meals at Trader Joe's, you would send a proposal to this writer and say, hey, this is who I am. These are my credentials. This is why I know about this topic, and you should listen to me. And then the writer receives those, decides who they want to talk to. They'll contact you, and then they'll interview you and mention you in their story. At that point, you have been quoted in Huffington Post. You can use the Huffington Post logo on all of your marketing, on all of your collateral for the rest of your business life. How freaking awesome is that? Okay. So Harrow will give you the topic, but then if you come down to the very bottom, you can see here was a summary. Here's the name of the writer, the category, the email for the writer, what media outlet wants this article, and when the deadline is. Now, guys, this is fantastic. The thing with Harrow, though, like I said, it comes out three times a day, and this goes out to millions of people. So millions of people will see this, and millions of people will be considering which ones of these do I want to send in a proposal for and pitch this writer and say, hey, I know about this topic. So you have tons of competition. You don't know who it is. And so you have to stay on top of Harrow. Does it work? Absolutely. I have a friend that I know actually in Chicago who started several years ago a gift delivery business, specialized gifts delivery. And this is all she did for about 2.5 years. Every day, three times a day, she sent out these proposals. She ended up in Newsweek, in Huffington Post, and two other big journals. And that, guys, generated so much traffic to her website. And so much trust when that traffic got there that she's earned well over $1 million, and she does no other advertising. That's it. That's all that she's done. So it absolutely does work. It will take time. You've got to be patient, and you've got to be, you know, diligent to make sure that you're finding your right topic and sending in pitches and proposals to these writers in a timely fashion for them to respond. Okay. So that's Harrow. I love it. It works really, really well. It's a very good service. And the best part about it, guys, is it's free. It is absolutely free. Okay. So you just need some good old elbow grease and get in there, and you can make Harrow work for you. Now, you probably also sitting here and saying, okay, Tiba, that sounds like a lot of work. And I'm not going to lie to you. It is. Because I talked to my friend who did this, and we've used Harrow for years at my agency, but she is really the only person I've ever met that based their entire marketing strategy off of Harrow and made it work. But she said it was a lot of work for 2.5 years. So it is a lot of work. But I've also got an alternative. So I told you there were three ways that you can do this. We talked about the DIY way of basically just writing your own press release and sending it out to as many people as you can in the media in the hopes that somebody will pick it up. The second way was Harrow. Awesome opportunity, but it also takes quite a bit of work. And then the third way is the way that we can help you. And there's a link in the description for this. One of the things that we have done at our agency forever is we've done this service for our larger clients. Okay. I've done this service for our larger clients. And one of the things that happened during the pandemic was we were able to find a way that this service that we charge our larger clients, a minimum of $2,500, all the way up to literally $4,000 for, we have found a way to bring that cost down for you. We found a way to bring that cost down for you where what we can do for you is we can get you those As Seen On logos and with a promise that you're going to get mentioned in a minimum of 200 news outlets that will include at least NBC, Fox, and CBS. So major news outlets, you're going to get to use major news outlet logos for the rest of your life. There's a guarantee that I'm making to you. We've done this for long enough. We have contacted over 6,000 news outlets. And so I'm guaranteeing you that we're going to get you run in at least 200 of them. And you're going to get those three major at least. Some of our past clients have gotten those and a lot more. We've gotten into Huffington Post and other places. It just depends on what your story is and what they're running and what they want to pick up. But I guarantee you a minimum of 200. And all I need you to do, hit the link down below, fill out the form, and just give us some information about you and your business. And we can do that for you guys. This is something that I can actually help you with. And it's going to help you drive traffic to your website because you're going to be on those major news sites. And so people will see it and come to your website. But more importantly, yes, and I said there's something more important than traffic. It's going to give you that silver bullet that we started talking about, okay? The silver bullet, because if you build trust with your customer, they will buy from you. Let me say it one more time. If you build trust with your customer, they will buy from you. And this gives you the opportunity to build trust. All right, everybody, that's it. If you're in a place like Tanika says she is, that you need to build some trust, you've thought about those As Seen On logos, this is something I can help you with. Hit that link down below. If you've got questions, you know how to reach me, hello@traffickeys.com, or you can comment on this post. Let me answer your question. Let me help you build some trust and generate more clients from the traffic that you're generating right now. Let's go. Let's do it. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.